encouragement throughout the year has been incredibly valuable to me. So our organization has so many good things happening. I really appreciate you for all you're doing for us. The NBA, I'm not sure whether I'm to curse or thank you for having this award. I'd much rather be at lunch or in my office or picking up my kids from school. But I've been told none of those are an option. So, but the NBA does an amazing job with everything, and I'm very appreciative of them, I guess, having the award and putting me in this position. My first and probably my most important thought, of course, is to thank our players. We have an incredible group, and every day the work and the commitment that they put in is very special. You know, it makes me very proud. It makes me want to get better so I can keep pace with them. The pace with which they work, the effort with which they put in to improve, it kind of forces me to keep up with them and keep getting better myself. I could imagine a group that was more willing, more unselfish, more committed to everything that we're doing. And I'm just so grateful to have such a great group of players. You know, ultimately the players are the ones that get it done on the court. They are the ones who are most deserving of the credit. And for our players, I'm incredibly grateful. And there's the second group, this group behind me. I think there's more all over the building. You know, the basketball operations staff and our assistant coaches, after our players, they are the ones who are most deserving of credit. If you come to practice, if you come before practice, after practice, and to be honest with you, the majority of the practice, the coaches are the ones who are doing the work and making it all happen. On our staff with Kenny Atkinson, Darvin Ham, Nevin Spahia, Taylor Jenkins, Charles Lee, Ben Sullivan, and Jordan Ott. Like I just said, they're the ones that make it happen. Including in basketball operations, with Wes Wilcox and Rick Sun doing everything to keep us aligned and keep us improving. Everybody in basketball does so much to push us and to find different ways where we can get better. And for all of them, I'm very, very grateful. There's the relationship between management, ownership, and coaching is critical. And I wouldn't be here today without Danny Ferry's faith in me, without Danny Ferry's belief in me. And through his good work, through his good decisions, through the good players that Danny put together, I'm here. And through ownership, allowing those two things to happen, allowing a team to be built, and giving me an opportunity to coach and lead, I am very, very grateful to everybody who put me in this position, who put me in this place, and I'm forever grateful for this opportunity. Our organization, our fans, our city, the way they have embraced our team, the way they have embraced me, has been unbelievable. And it really goes back from day one. But to see the level to which it's rose this year is probably one of the most rewarding, one of the most satisfying stories of this season. To see the energy, to see the excitement in our arena, I know it makes our players feel great. It makes me feel great to be part of this entire city, this entire organization, and all of our fans embracing us and getting excited about the work that's happening daily and of course nightly at our games. And to all three of those, I'm very, very grateful. I'm very thankful. Winning this award evokes a lot of emotions. It's very, very humbling. And as the son of a coach, it means a lot. I just want to thank my dad. He was a high school coach in in Holbrook, Arizona forever. Winning a lot of games, winning a state championship with my brothers, giving me a love for the game. And my dad, you know, he taught me a lot about life and basketball. And I was thinking about him and how important competing is. We talked to our team about competing. And I realized that when I competed, he didn't get on me as much at home. And there's an eerily similar correspondence between what I remember from growing up and our film sessions now. When we compete, our film sessions are a little more, they're just good. And so our players, I think they want to compete at a really high level. And I appreciate my dad for teaching me how important it was to compete. And you know, sharing with me basically every press ever known to man and basketball coaches. He wanted to press at every opportunity and share every thought and every idea with me. And he wonders why we don't press more in the NBA today. And you know, he taught me a lot about runs and how to make your run longer than your opponent's run. And his answer was always to press. But you know, the most vivid memory I have of my dad is his passion for the game. And hopefully our players see that passion in how we coach every day. The passion for the game, the passion for each other, the passion for playing unselfishly, you know, the passion for competing. And, you know, it's that vivid memory that I'm very, very grateful to my dad. And it made me think about all the coaches I've ever had, how grateful I am to them, how much they've shaped me, how much they've influenced me. And I'm grateful to all those coaches. And then, you know, you think about humbling and you think about how many great coaches there are in our league right now and how many coaches do an amazing job and how deserving they are for their job they've done this year and they do every year. You know, the coaching in our league, what it does is it gives all of us, especially me, a great opportunity to watch others and steal from them. If there's anything I hope I do well, it's watch other coaches and learn from them. Learn what works for their teams and try like heck to make it work for our group. You know, so I'm just incredibly humbled and respectful of everybody that's in our league coaching now. It's amazing to me to think about an award with Red Auerbach's name on it. Like, I don't even feel like I should be in the same building or the same league with Red Auerbach. And for me, you know, just being in the league for, I guess it's 21 years, and learning from a lot of current legends or the legends of our more recent years, it's just been really, really good for me. You know, the Jerry Sloans and the Phil Jacksons and the Don Nelsons and Rick Adelmans and Rudy T was a champion my first year in the NBA. And now to be in Atlanta, and I was fortunate enough that, you know, Hubie Brown and Mike Fratello and Lenny Wilkins were coaching when I came into the NBA. And as young coaches, I can just tell all of you, really everybody that coaches in the NBA, us young coaches, we learn so much from you. We've taken so much from you. Our league is in a good place because of these legends. And us young coaches have been put in a good place because of all these coaches. And just lastly, you know, it seems appropriate to finish with the real coach of the year, Greg Popovich. You know, this award, I think, has a permanent spot on his desk in San Antonio. He just kind of shares it around every couple of years and lets us take a picture with it. I might be able to sneak back into his office and put it back down. But, you know, I was very, very fortunate to be so close to a coach who's done so much for our league, done so much for so many coaches, and has shared so much with me. And I can't even begin to articulate how thankful I am and all the things I've learned. But I thought the thing that Pop did for me and did for a lot of coaches is he let me coach. And it seems really simple. And that's part of the beauty about being with Pop and being around Pop is sometimes the things that are most successful are very, very simple. And he let us coach. He let us coach with him. And he always talks about how his players have allowed themselves to be coached by Pop. Well, I think I speak for myself and a ton of my colleagues. It's a long list that I get to speak publicly and thank Pop for letting us coach with him. And it prepared me for my opportunity. And I think that's ultimately what the role of coach is to prepare his team, to prepare a player, or to prepare a person for their opportunity. And I just want to thank Pop for preparing me for this opportunity. Mary Beth, Will, John, Libby, Hannah, my family, thank you for allowing me to follow my passion. Thank you for allowing me to coach. And I would love to list off all 15 of our players again to just say thank you. None of this happens without our players. They're the reasons we coach. They're the reason we're here. And I couldn't be more proud. I couldn't be more fortunate to be coaching the Atlanta Hawks. Thank you.